I wish we knew we were in the good old days, back when we were in the good old days. I don't know if you've heard that saying before, but the first time I heard it, it hurt. It was like a gut punch, because the longer I thought about those words, the more memories that flew through my mind. And each memory I saw, each treasured moment I wanted to hold on to and relive and be there again. But no matter how hard I tried, it just slipped away. We all have moments like that in our lives, right? Moments that we'd do anything to go back and relive. Moments that we'd love to bottle up and just enjoy forever. Maybe for you, it was the moment you did something you never thought you'd ever do. Maybe for you, it's the moment you fell in love for the first time, or the moment you held your spouse's hand on your wedding day, or maybe it's when you held the newborn in your arms. What we wouldn't do to go back to that moment when we didn't have to worry about anything, when it was less stress, less anxiety, when waking up meant that all you had to worry about, what you were going to do today. We didn't appreciate it then. We didn't. We lived it and enjoyed it, and then it was gone. We didn't realize how long we'd spend today trying to relive yesterday. But even though we so often don't appreciate the moments for what they really are in the moment, Peter did. The Apostle Peter, who wasn't known for thinking first and then acting later, no, he looked at the moment when he was on the mountain with Jesus, seeing all his glory, and said, this is the good old days. Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I'll put up three shelters. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. All Peter could think to himself is, let's stay, because it's not getting better than this. Let's stay here on the mountain and never leave. Let's stay in this moment, because nothing I do tomorrow will be able to compare to this. It is good for us to be here. When have you said that about your life? Where would you have pitched your tent in your past and said, yep, I'm going to stay here and relive it forever? That question has led some people to despair. People have wasted away wondering what it would have been like if they would have done something differently. People have wasted away longing for the past, even though that memory, it's fading. If you've ever felt like that, you know just how powerful nostalgia can be, and yet just how dangerous. Because nostalgia is a gift from God. It's the ability to look back at our past and say, Lord, it was good to be there. There were blessings there, and we enjoyed the blessings. But you know what they say, too much of a good thing. It's too much of a good thing. This nostalgia can be a double-edged sword. If we're not careful, it can paralyze us. We get so hung up on the past that we don't really feel like living in the future. That we look at what happened before and we say, that was so valuable. Nothing I can build today would ever be able to compare to that. So why invest? Why care? Is that you? Are you paralyzed by the past? Do you long for nothing else but the good old days that came before? And they're good, of course. They were the good old days, the good friends, the good family, the good memories. But a good question for us this morning to ask is, how can we as Christians look at those good times then, now? Or maybe a better question would be, why were we in them in the first place? Well, to find the answer to that question, look no further than the Mount of Transfiguration We can ask Jesus the same question. Lord, why did you do this? Why did you bring these men up this secluded mountain? Why did you let them see Moses and Elijah, men who stood for much more than just a cultural past, but men who stood for the law and the prophets, the two portions of God's revealed word to Israel? Was it to give these men a pleasant memory? No, it was much more than that. It was to give them a foretaste, a promise of things to come. Because this momentary glory of Jesus was meant to be fleeting. Because despite what Peter wanted, they weren't going to stay. They would see Jesus' glory again, but in order to do that, they had to first go down the mountain. You know what waited for them at the base of that mountain? Holy Week, Palm Sunday, Maundy Thursday, and Good Friday. This is why Jesus gave those disciples this good old days moment. Not so that they might long to go back to it, but that they might have the strength and the courage to go through what they were about to see. The strength to watch as God's Son would mourn, one of their fellow disciples would betray, as the leaders would scheme and the soldiers would taunt, the soldiers would laugh, the soldiers would torture, and the soldiers would crucify, so that they might have the strength to go on as they heard Satan laughing in their ears as they watched God's Son dying. No, they were on that mountain in that moment seeing the glory of God revealed so they would know who is in charge even when all things were falling apart. So that they might know that the coming days weren't including things that God wasn't prepared for. No, this is exactly the way it was meant to be. Exactly the plan of salvation. And so as they stood there and heard God's Son crying out, "Why have you forsaken me?" they might hear again a different voice from a different mountain. "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." But this good old days moment wasn't just for the disciples. Because if anyone could empathize with Peter blurting out, "Lord, it's good for us to be here," it was Jesus. Just think of what this moment was for him. We learn from Scripture that God wants nothing more than to dwell with his people, to shower them with blessings, and in so doing, show them his glory. And so for the first time since the fall, God's glory was revealed in a unique way, and the sinful human beings standing there didn't cower, didn't run, didn't say, "I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." No, instead, the sinful humans looked at Jesus' glory and said, "Lord, it's good for us to be here." This is what brought Jesus down from the mountain. It wasn't just a pleasant memory. It was a foretaste, a promise of things to come. Because he knew that if he wanted this mountain moment to be permanent, to last forever, he had to go down and hide his glory and rush headlong into humiliation waiting for him in the valley of the shadow of death. For the torture and the execution, the wrath and the punishment due to sinners that he would wear himself. But the question is why? Why go down the mountain? Why hide the glory? Well, it was the same reason that he took his disciples up that mountain, so that he might stand in the presence of sinners and not have them run away in fear, but have them rejoice in being in God's presence. But for more than that, for this mountain not to be just a select few disciples and two prophets, but for men, women, and children from every age and every nation, tribe, and language to join them together and celebrate. This is what brought Jesus down from the mountain. And this is why the Father gave the Son the good old days moment. Not so that he might look back, but that he might have the strength and the courage to move forward. And by God's grace, we find ourselves on this same mountain. And we're here for the same reason that God brought his disciples there all those years ago. Not so that we might look back at past glory, but that we might look forward to the glory that's coming, that we might have the strength and the courage to move forward, even if it means going through the valley of the shadow of death. And so what do you say? Will you come with me and follow after Jesus this Lent season that starts this Ash Wednesday? And follow him down the mountain to the foot into Holy Week, and walk with him on Palm Sunday, and eat with him on Maundy Thursday, and cry with him on Good Friday. For you see, God's glory is not just in yesterday. No, God's glory is in tomorrow. Because every step that we take, not only through this upcoming Lenten season, but especially through every moment of our lives, as long as we can call it today, we are one step closer to the glory that is waiting to be revealed. And this reality is true not just for us individually, but for us as a church. Because there may be times in this place's past or in your times past in other churches that you would call the good old days, times with good friends, good family, full of good moments, times that just seem to be full of more energy, more resources, more people, more youth. And yeah, it was good for you to be there. It was good to be there with the good family, the good friends, and the good moments. But remember, nostalgia is a double-edged sword. It's a temptation for us, even today, to be paralyzed as a church, that we're so set on looking back at what once was, the glory that was behind us, that we feel it's not worth living for the glory that's waiting to be revealed today and tomorrow, into the future. So my prayer for you is that this mountaintop moment is motivation for you. Not just to pull toward the past, but to long for the future. Because the greatest promise that God has for us is that these moments and these people of old, they're not lost and gone forever. No, they're just waiting to be revealed again, because those moments and the people that you shared them with, they're waiting for you on the other side of this valley of the shadow of death. But in order to get to them, you know what has to happen. We have to go down the mountain. You know what going down the mountain means for us today? Well, it means that your promise as a member of faith wasn't yesterday. It's today. That our work as a church, our work as Faith Lutheran Church wasn't yesterday. It's today. That the love we've been called to share and the fellowship that we enjoy together, that wasn't yesterday. That's today. And every day we as a church get to call today. And so let's go down that mountain together, for God's glory awaits. But it's a glory in the shape of a cross. For what is more glorious than God's salvation of sinners? And the cross you too carry, that's glorious, but maybe not in the way that you'd expect. And while you carry that cross, it might look like success, it might look like failure. It might look like a win, it might look like loss. It might feel like pleasure, it might feel like pain. But we're in the valley of the shadow of death. The only way forward is carrying our crosses together, following after our Savior. And so whether you recognize it or not, this is the life of the church. We've been part of this cycle for so long, and we will continue to be until those promises are fulfilled. And so what do you do? Well, you come here at least once a week and receive a little bit of that glory by walking up the mountain and hearing the word and receiving the sacraments. And there you're encouraged. And there you find yourself saying, Lord, it's good for us to be here. But then you realize you can't stay. And so you walk back down the mountain, back into your lives, and find the strength and the courage to share the faith, to share that love with those you encounter, to be the Christians you've been called to be. But then you get tired. You get hurt. And you start to forget what God's glory looks like. And so then you walk back through those double doors and come back up that mountain for another glimpse of that glory, just to find the strength and the courage to go back out again. And so the cycle will continue. And it will continue until the day the foretastes are over and the promises are kept. Until the day that we won't have to leave God's glory again, but instead we'll find ourselves there with Peter, James, and John, Moses, and Elijah, and be with the Lord forever. Until the day when the Lord himself will look out in joy and see the people that he loves so much, the people for whom he died, the people he redeemed with his blood. On that day, we will pitch our tents. We will build our houses, and we will rejoice. Rejoice in the presence of the glorious King who has saved us from all sin. Lord, strengthen us with the promise of tomorrow's glory, and hasten the day when we can say with all your people, it is good for us to be here. Amen.